As you listen to the news, you've probably asked yourself, how can one person have $100 billion?
Why is there a new rocket launch every week?
Wait, who's building a robot army?
Is this something I should worry about? How can one person,
or company, or technology, have so much power?
What are they, some kind of supervillain?
I'm Pat.
I'm Colin. We had these questions too. So we developed a scientific method to measure supervillainy.
We look at the important things that push a person above and beyond, like purchasing power.
$1 billion just doesn't go as far as it used to.
Intimidating presence.
Sure, this person could destroy me, but I definitely can give them a swirly.
Their scientific and technological innovations.
What good is all of that power if they can't fly or hypnotize the world or carve their initials on the moon?
And finally, but most importantly, whether they would hate Superman.
That guy is a total buzzkill.
So join us as we demystify the real-world people and things that seem like something out of a comic book. We'll take you through their origin story, show you their powers, and tell you where they fall on
the loser scale.